USA Radio News.
Police all over the country are doing last-minute security checks to keep you safe at your New Year's Eve celebration, including New York City. NYPD Commissioner James O'Neill tells Fox News, there's no credible threats, but everyone needs to stay alert.
No, there's no specific or credible threats against the event or against New York City in general. But we have had three terrorist attacks in the last 27 months, telling you to go about and live your lives, but pay attention to what's going on around you.
Patrick Frazee is the Colorado man facing charges in the connection with the murder of his fiance, Kelsey Barrett. Fourth Judicial District Attorney Dan May details some of the charges against Frazee.
The District Attorney's Office filed 5 felony counts against Mr. Frazee, 2 counts of first-degree murder. We also have 3 separate counts of solicitation.
Police also believe Frazee had at least 1 accomplice in the murder and disappearance. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
As the partial government shutdown continues into 2019, one lawmaker thinks he sees a light at the end of the tunnel. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says a compromise on border security that he says could save the day is possible in the U.S. Senate.
I'm not asking anybody to do something new. I'm just asking people to sit down and rearrange the deal that was offered before.
Graham spoke on CNN.
There is a deal to be had, I think, if the president would get behind it. $5 billion for the wall, the Bridge Act, TPS, and some legal reform, and we can reopen the government and be a more secure nation.
Massachusetts Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren is establishing an exploratory committee to consider a 2020 White House bid. Warren's team filed the paperwork, which allows her to begin raising money and spending money to benefit her likely candidacy. Warren is the first Democrat to throw her name in the hat, which could have nearly 40 Democratic contenders. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard. And if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
Law enforcement agencies across the nation are warning against what could become a deadly consequence of celebratory gunfire. USA Radio Network's John Clemens with more.
Usually around the 4th of July and right before New Year's Eve, law enforcement agencies issue a warning about the dangers of firing a weapon in the air in jubilation. Anyone who fires a gun in a public place without a legitimate reason, protecting yourself or shooting in a firing range, runs the risk of killing or injuring someone else even miles away. Some states have laws on the books that include prison time with hefty fines for firing a weapon in the air. I'm John Clemens.
This is a time of year when many folks start looking at their finances and plan for stuff moving forward. Dan Geltrude is a CPA. He joins Fox News and talks about some of the things you need to be doing right now to set yourself up for success in 2019.
Well, the first step is you want to review your assets, your liabilities, your income, your expenses. That's your starting point. If you're going to talk about New Year's resolution, everybody wants to lose weight, this is the equivalent of getting on the scale. You got to see where you are today, your assets, what you own, liabilities, what you owe, your income, what do you have coming in, expenses, what's going out.
Yeah.
The reason assets and liabilities are important, do you think you need to get rid of some assets in order to take care of some liabilities, especially after the holidays?
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.